programme for the 2025 Dublin Theatre Festival has been announced, showcasing 29 productions over 18 days, featuring work from Ireland and 10 other countries. It runs from the 25th of September to the 12th of October. This year's festival sees Rasha Gowan marking her first Dublin Theatre Festival as Artistic Director and CEO. And Rasha joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, lovely to talk to you.
What a celebration, the first artistic director and CEO.
Well, the first woman.
As a woman,
the first.
Yes.
The festival is 68 years old, but I'm the first woman in the role, yes. It's about time, you might say.
So you've got a big plan. What are the highlights?
We have so many highlights, it's hard to talk about them, but we're opening the festival with an extraordinary new production of Hamlet by a company from Peru, from Lima in Peru, Teatro La Plaza. And this is unlike any Hamlet you've ever seen before. It's performed by 8 young people, all who have Down syndrome, who have been working together as an ensemble in Lima for some time. And this production really gets at the heart of what Hamlet is about, a young man who just wants the adults in his life to back off and for him to be able to determine his own sense of self. And I think it's a very joyous production and something that you don't normally expect from Hamlet. We're really excited to share work from all over the globe with our audiences. That's a prime example. We also have the return of the extraordinary T.R. Warszawa ensemble from Warsaw in Poland, coming back to the festival after a long absence with their show Pieces of a Woman. That show has been adapted into a film that people might know from Netflix. But I promise you, the live show is just an extraordinary experience. It's one of the most visceral, exciting pieces of theatre I've ever seen. And it's a real family drama that gets to the heart of the kind of unspoken issues amongst a lot of families, greed, inheritance, legacy, the things we don't say to each other that we need to say to each other. And it's a fantastic night out. And elsewhere, we are super excited to support Irish artists making a big leap in their careers. Mark Atkinson, Borough director, Kira Elizabeth Smith, playwright, and Molly O'Cahan, designer, have come together to adapt Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov in a star-studded production with some of the brightest young Irish talent from stage and screen. Saoirse Monica Jackson, Alex Murphy from The Young Offenders, Mairead Tyres from Extraordinary, and Megan Cusack from Cull, the midwife, star in that fantastic new production that will have its premiere at the festival.
One of the international ones which caught my eye was the Ukrainian production of Caligula. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. It's so exciting. This is made by Ivan Franko Theatre in Kyiv. The production was made after the invasion. And Caligula is a show about the perils of despotism. And this particular production speaks to the current political moment in the Ukraine and the invasion by Russia into the country. We're so grateful to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for supporting us in bringing the show in and for supporting affordable tickets, 10 euro tickets for Ukrainian people and other people displaced by war to attend that production. So it's a really fast pace, slick, exciting, utterly relevant for the contemporary political moment. Okay. Production of Caligula.
Just one last question. How do people book tickets?
We're currently in our priority booking period for our friends of the festival. So if you want access right now, become a friend of the festival. But the tickets will be on general sale from the 31st. And you just need to go to our website, which is dublintheatrefestival.ie.
Rasha Gowan, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a full run out on what's going to be taking place in Dublin's Theatre Festival.